And now, time for your letters. We got swamped with emails about Stephen Jenkins, the cheese guy, and Amy Walensky, the writer, who inaugurated our Along for the Ride series. Benjamin Harville of Elk Grove, California wrote, "I'm not sure how you're going to improve on this in future weeks. Amy and Stephen had me enthralled. Thank you." Like many people who wrote, Michelle Crown of Middlesex, Virginia, was driving in her car when she heard the segment and hopped onto the computer as soon as she got home to check out the Along for the Ride website. "I am dizzy from going round and round the fairway cheese cave," she writes. "The only thing missing from my experience was a virtual bucket under my chin to collect the drool that wanted to pour forth from my mouth." If you want to drool, take a look at our virtual gallery of cheese at the NPR website, www.npr.org, and look for the link to Along for the Ride. Phil Bradbury of Denver, Colorado writes, "I was pulling into the grocery store parking lot when the Love Story in a Pocket piece came on. I sat enraptured as the beautiful tale unfolded. I could see it all. Tears came freely. I couldn't move, thinking, that's the kind of romance that's missing in this world." Mr. Bradbury concludes, "What a wonderful Valentine story. Thanks to the internet, I have played that piece for several of my friends." Ellen Walker of Watkinsville, Georgia, had a different concern. In the story on the Democratic caucus retreat in Pennsylvania, Lisa Simeone said a curious thing that I just couldn't let slide. She said there must be a lot of wound-licking going on since the Democrats did not do very well in the last election. "I'm not sure how she draws that conclusion," Ms. Walker continues, "when the Democrats gained seats in both the House and the Senate, and Al Gore won the popular vote. Maybe she meant to say that the Democrats did not do very well in the courts in the last election." You can keep us on the straight and narrow by writing to us. Our email address is watc@npr.org. Our street address is Weekend All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. And that web address, once again, is www.npr.org. And if you do write, please remember to include your full name and address.